Well, hello, listeners. Welcome to the spooky season. All of our wonderful spookies, we're so glad to have you back for another fantastic episode of Nightmare Lane, where our beautiful host is going to be telling us some enchantedly haunted tales. Mwahaha.
Actually, this one is haunted. Yeah, you're right. Ooh.
All right, yeah. I rolled the die. I came up snake eyes. Excellent.
Yeah, you got it. Also, I was thinking, and this just hit me because I totally forgot it was the month of October. We should do like a special episode about like Halloween stories.
Oh, that would be so fun. We should.
And we can release it the week of Halloween. That would be so cool.
We talk about what we should do a lot, though, and I'm just kind of wondering, like, are we just teasing our listeners, or are we going to actually do it this time?
We're going to do this. And if any listeners want to have their story, let me make sure I have our email right before I quote it, because you know I do that wrong all the time.
Yeah, it happens.
If you guys want your stories in our special episode, email us at nightmarelanepodcast@gmail.com, all one word, and we will read your stories into our episode.
All right,
wouldn't that be fun?
I like it. It would be.
In the meantime, you and I can compile our spooky Halloween stories, and I have some friends that have. They go every year to a cabin, and have been doing it for the last 10 years, and have spooky stories about Halloween.
In the cabin?
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
We can ask her for some, like, stories we can steal.
Yeah.
Fine?
Yeah. I don't know why you're so choppy and you keep breaking in and out. It's driving me
nuts. It could be because, I'm sorry, one of my puppy, Misaki, was chewing on my cord. So.
Okay. Well,
I might have to get a new headset is the problem.
Great.
Yeah, sorry. How's that sound?
That sounds better.
Okay, I'm holding it up above my head.
Excellent. Endurance.
Great. I will do it because I care enough.
Love it. Okay. I love your commitment and dedication.
I am very committed to all of our listeners.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. You ready for me to get started?
Yeah, let's hear it. I'm excited. Okay.
Let's see. I want to, with this story, it's a ghost story, but also a myth story.
Okay.
Okay. So, off the coast of Chile, it is said that a bright white ship with 3 masts and 5 sails, brightly lit in music and laughter, will sail through the night along the coast. It is said to only appear for a few moments, and once spotted, it will disappear under the waves.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. The legend is that to who it appears, hold on. I read that wrong. The legend is that it appears every night, and that the ship itself is a conscious being and carries all the dead who have died within the sea.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So it's a Chilota myth. I'm totally saying that wrong. And it comes from a really interesting culture. Not one I'm going to go into today, but I do cover their culture in my No Funny Facts podcast. So shout out. Yeah. So if you guys want to go to that one, I have more of an information episode on it. But today I just really wanted to focus on this story, and it takes place on the island of Chilo, off the coast of Chile.
You should like Google it.
I know. Well, I did a lot of Googling it, but yes.
No, I meant like if you put in the word and then Google tells you how to say it.
Okay, hold on. Do you think Google will say it right? Because sometimes with these kind of ones, they won't say it right.
I don't know. It's been getting better.
How to pronounce Chilo. Okay, hold on. There's a video.
Chilaway.
Did you hear that?
No.
Chilaway.
Oh.
Chilaway.
Oh, I heard it just that said time.
Okay. Chilaway. Okay, so it's the island of Well, there it goes again. It's the island of Chilaway.
Okay, cool.
Which is off the coast of Chile. Cool.
Sounds pretty.
Hey, you're so smart. That was really that was smart.
It's fun to do that sometimes. I like it. Helps a lot.
Yeah, I hadn't actually thought of that because, you know, you go to Google Translate and it always does it wrong anyway. And so I just move on.
Yeah. No, I get okay. that.
So the lore is pretty amazing. I liked it. When you die at sea, and it's any kind of death at sea, whether you're a sailor, a pirate, on a voyage, whatever. If you've died somewhere on the sea, the dead are considered to be gathered by the three water spirits or sirens that work with the ship. So the ship itself is its own entity, and it's what charters them, like goes and grabs them, and you're on the ship then. But it's these three sirens that collect the dead.
Oh.
One looks like a traditional mermaid. The second looks like a sensual woman who rises from the water as needed. And the last is a sea lion with the face of a handsome man.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. So those that died by drowning or within the sea are gathered onto the ship and get to spend their days in a party-like afterlife. The crew.
It's like a cruise.
Yeah, it's like a cruise for the dead. And these guys are the ones that go and collect the dead.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. But like with every cruise, you have to have the crew.
Yeah.
Well, they're not dead.
Oh, what?
Apparently the crew is said to be kidnapped fishermen and sailors that are forced to labor on the ship.
That's awful.
As the crew for the afterlife.
I don't like it anymore.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? So yeah. Some say this legend stems from the witnessed Spanish and European ships off early explorers seen at night. Okay, so way back then when there was still like a lot of colonization between Spain and Europe, they would have their ships at night going in and kidnapping sailors, fishermen and so on, and then taking them back to Europe and forcing them into their own navy. They did this to America too. It's what started the War of 1812, is because the United Kingdom refused to acknowledge the United States as an actual country. And so if they caught a United States ship, even if it was in the United States Navy, they would take all of the crew and then force them into the British Navy.
Yeah, they would consider them pirates.
Yes, exactly. So this is what Spain and Europe did to Chile. And so some people say that this legend stems from the people of this island watching them like take the crew and leave with them.
That's really interesting. And makes sense. Like, I'd believe that.
Well, so they avoided being conquered for almost 300 years by the colonizers. Yeah. And their influence in the area would be notable and believable if this were the case. So because like the colonizers were taking over and colonizing other areas in Chile and around that continent, South America, but they didn't colonize this island. And so they were being able to see these Spanish and European colonizers coming in and witnessing the destruction that they were bringing and how it was impacting the countries around them. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so now, of course, we're going back to the legend. The Chilota, which is the people, their culture, they've held on to a lot of their culture and legends, and it's still very accessible today. So it's not something that they were like colonized and lost a lot of their traditions. They've been able to.
That's really cool. I really like that. Like, I'm excited about that because, like, I mean, in America, we did so much just stripping people of their culture and heritage that sometimes you don't get those stories. So that's cool.
Yeah, they came in a little bit like Hawaii came in with us, where it's like their culture was what was held on to.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of their legends are really accessible for us. And the people on the island still embrace and celebrate it today. That being said, the Kaliuche is still claimed to sometimes be sighted off the coast. And people who go to the islands for tourism, they say that they can hear laughter of passengers carrying over the waters, and see the ship.
Interesting.
And remember, it's a bright white ship with three
Yeah.
masts and five sails, so it's pretty distinct. And anybody who spotted it has said that they're able to hear music and laughter. I think the quote here is, "The gay laughter of passengers carrying over the water as a haunting reminder of the souls lost at sea."
Oh.
Isn't that spooky?
It is. Not
Yeah.
really. No, it's not spooky.
Oh, I thought it was spooky.
I'm sorry. I feel like if I got kidnapped and I was made to be the staff member of a ghost ship,
I mean, for me,
I think it's because they do it as like this is like an afterlife. So now I'm just like stuck in purgatory, which
yeah.
doesn't make a lot of sense. Historically, how you presented it as to like why that's the legend, that totally makes sense. But
Yeah.
I don't
Well, part
know. Like, I
of me
think I just swim to shore.
wonders. Well, you can't now because you're like stuck on the afterlife. I'm sure that there's something that's holding you there. Because it goes under the water. So it's not like, it's like Davy Jones'
Well,
locker.
cool. Now I'm a superhero.
I guess. I think the scariest part for me would be the lack of tips.
Oh, yeah. I
Yeah,
mean,
it would make it
you're.
like not worth it.
But you're boarded, and where would you spend this ghost money anyway?
I'm sure that there's like a canteen or something.
Yeah, you probably get to eat for free.
Oh, I don't know,
And
man.
you apparently get to, like, float around. I don't know.
You're
Sail. That's the word I was looking for. You get a sail.
But you're kidnapped, so do you actually get to like eat for free?
I
Or do
mean,
you
they got
just
to
get
keep
the
you
bread?
alive.
I bet that they give you the heels on the bread loaves. I mean, I don't think that they're taking good care of you. Because they keep going and kidnapping more fishermen and sailors.
Well, they're not doing it so much that the population has decreased exponentially. So I think they are taking good care of you, but because you're alive, eventually you're going to get old and die, and then
You're
they
just
need somebody else.
no, you're just saying that because you're not getting kidnapped.
I think you're trying really hard to make this spookier than it is.
Okay. Well, when I read it, I thought it was spooky, but apparently I'm not very good at delivering it.
I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just not in the right headspace. I just keep thinking vacation.
Okay, but I liked the three sirens.
Yeah, that's
So,
pretty cool.
traditional mermaid. The second is a sensual woman who rises from the water. So that's like Lady of the Lake kind of style.
Yeah.
And then a sea lion body with the face of a handsome man.
That one's kind of cool.
I'm just trying to, for me, it like boggles my mind. Like, it would look a little weird.
What? The face on a.
Yeah. I don't think it would lull, it doesn't matter how handsome he is, I don't
Have you
think it
ever
would
seen
lull me
Cats the
into a,
musical?
yes.
Yeah, Cats the musical. I think it would look
Well,
like that.
if I saw that in real life, it would not lull me into a false sense of security.
No, because you're a naturally paranoid person, so
Okay, but
nothing.
if like a sea lion comes up and has the face of a handsome man, does it matter how handsome he is? It's still the face of a man. It's not like your brain is going to be like, oh my God, oh, but he's handsome, it's okay.
Well, see, that's the thing about, like, not to be completely sexist over here, but, like, that's the difference between men and women is, like, a man sees a beautiful woman and he will follow her anywhere. A woman sees a handsome man and she's like, you cute, but you're probably a serial killer.
Well, yeah, or a sea lion, as the case may be.
Yeah.
At least the dudes actually, well, not just dudes. You're bi or lesbian. Maybe you get the sensual woman who rises from the water. I mean, because she just looks like a woman.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to follow her out into the ocean?
No. I mean, so if any, to me, it's very similar to like the handsome man possibly being a serial killer. If a sensual woman rises out of the ocean, I'm going to run the other way.
Okay.
I think I've seen too many
supernatural
episodes. Maybe. Or maybe because when they kidnap you, you're on a boat, there really isn't much you can do about it.
Maybe.
You could only run to the other end of the boat.
That's true. You can't go anywhere anyway.
Yeah.
I think we're trying to apply too much logic to this, honestly.
Probably. Yeah. Well, I love the story and the fact that they have an eternal party going on.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. But well, yeah, I wish that there was more explanation about what happens to the crew.
But... Right. That would be like the part because they're the ones getting kidnapped. But I do like that it's like this really happy thing of like, if you die at sea, don't worry. You get to go to the eternal cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess if you see a handsome sea otter or a pretty woman coming out of the lake.
It's a sea lion. Oh, my God.
Whatever. Just, like, drown yourself real quick.
Yeah, that's the solution.
Yeah, just saying.
We're not giving that advice. It's not a solution. Yeah,
that's terrible advice. And
if you guys get kidnapped onto the Caliuche or a similar boat, we'll come save you.
Yeah, send us a message in a bottle.
Yeah, message in a bottle, or what would be easier is if you could just drop your location real quick before you got kidnapped. That would be cool. Just tweet it to us.
No, I want to know where you are after you get kidnapped, because you're obviously not going to be in the same place.
But we would have a starting point, and we know that it's along the coast, so it would narrow it down. But if they do it after
now.
But if they do it after, they're going to be underwater, and then their phone won't work. So they wouldn't be able to drop a location or tweet us.
That's why I said message in a bottle. If you hear a bunch of loud laughing, it's because people are drinking, which means there are tons of empty bottles. And you just got to, like, send me a little message. I'll come find you.
But we're not off the coast. It would take forever for it to get to us.
My God. You're so unromantic.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not married, so I'm allowed to be unromantic.
Oh, really? That's where you're going with this?
It's the rules.
It's the rules. The new rules.
No, they're old rules. So this legend has been around for about 380 years, it says.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, it is. I like it.
Okay, that was my story of the Caliuche.
I liked it. I thought it was a pretty good story.
Yeah, I know it was kind of short. It was a short episode today, but you got all of our meandering chit-chat too, so.
That's true. We're like little gerbils.
We're something, all right. Okay. That's all I got.
Well, it was good. I liked it. Well, I guess we're wrapping up. Anything we want to tell our listeners before I do my... PSA?
Nope, just a reminder, we're going to do a special episode for the week of Halloween. If you guys have a story you want to share, have us read out loud, go ahead and email us at nightmarelanepodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and wherever you get your podcasts today. Sorry for the long sabbatical. It's been a crazy summer, but now that we've settled fully into fall, we will pick up our routine per schedule. You guys will be able to hear the dulcet tones of our voices on the regular.
I feel like such Like, I feel like we make that promise every single time.
Well, this time we're sticking to it, so stop doubting ourselves.
Okay, life is hard, you guys. And on that note, the life is hard part, just remember that whatever you're going through, even if it feels like you're going through it alone, you're not, because you're surrounded by other people who are facing their own difficulties and challenges. So everybody's got something that they're struggling with or wrestling with. So you're not by yourself, but also know that you're going to succeed, because this feels like an immovable mountain right here in this moment. But in a couple months, once you've gotten through it, past it, over it, around it, it's going to be nothing more than a distant memory. You don't think back on your life and go, oh, look at all of those horrible situations that kept me down. You look back on your accomplishments and all the things you achieved. So just remember that this challenge in front of you is just an achievement waiting to happen. You've got this. It's hard, but you're going to get there, and you're not alone.
Amen. It's called overcoming. We've got this.
We've got this.
All right. Well,
love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Stay spooky.
Ooh.